Hey, what's up, sports fanatics? Welcome to a Tuesday installment of the Sports Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. I'm Chris. He's Ross Peterson. What's up, my man?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you, man?
It's been a little bit of a wild day.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. You know, we thought yesterday when we started the show that there might be some kind of breaking news.
Yep.
We had some feelings this was going to happen. It ended up going down today. I think it's definitely the breaking news in Iowa sports right now.
Top story of the day is Iowa State assistant coach, well, now former Iowa State assistant coach, Matt Abdelmassey, has accepted a position at St. John's, and he joins us right now on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. First of all, Coach, I read your piece to the Cyclone Nation on your Twitter account. It was obviously very heartfelt, not an easy decision for you. Now that you've made it and, you know, you've gotten a lot of feedback, I'm sure. How do you feel, Coach? You happy about your move back to your alma mater and you're going home to St. John's?
I mean, I'm absolutely thrilled. That place has always held very, very special place in my heart. But as does Iowa State. I mean, 5 years, the support that I've gotten coming in here as a young 25-year-old, just learning my way, navigating my way through this business, everyone was extremely supportive from day one. And for that, I'm forever grateful. These fans there's a reason why they are the best in the country. And I'm going to miss that. And now I'm going back to a place where we're trying to do what we did 5 years ago, and I think we will. They have a tremendous leader, as did 5 years ago when Jamie Pollard hired Fred. And I'm excited about the challenge to get that place back to where it deserves to be, just like where Iowa State is today, which is certainly where it deserves to be and where it will be for hopefully a very, very long time. And I'll be the number one fan sitting there cheering them on throughout the whole time.
Matt, I know how close you are to Fred Hoiberg, and you made that very clear in the, I don't want to call it a release, but the note that you put out to Iowa State fans earlier today.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what was the conversation like when you had the opportunity, or you thought you were going to have the opportunity to join Chris Mullin's staff? How hard was that for you, and how did that conversation go with Fred Hoiberg?
I mean, extremely difficult. I never thought in a million years I'd be leaving him. I know, of course, plenty of people are tweeting at me questioning my loyalty because I said I would never leave his side. But in a million years, I also never thought that he offered the one job that I would be for, and that's at my alma mater. My loyalty will always be with that guy. And if I didn't get his blessing, I would have never done it in a million years. No chance. And he gave it to me. There was nothing held back from him. He immediately said, of course, and he was excited for me. His wife, Carol, was really excited for me. And it was all genuine. I love that guy. He's my Jimmy. He was in my wedding for a reason because I genuinely love him. And to leave him is extremely difficult, not easy. But I know I'll be talking to him every day and help any way that I can with him because that's what he's done from day one since I met him. He's always put me in the position to be successful, and for that, I'm forever grateful.
Well, Coach, that's a heck of a connection you described to Coach Hoiberg. What's your connection to Chris Mullin?
You know, I've gotten really close with Chris. We have so many mutual friends that are jumping up and down right now in Queens that I'm coming back, and a lot of those people that made that connection years ago are influential with me developing a really strong relationship with them. I mean, there's so many similarities to him and Fred. I'm so blessed to go into a situation where I'm not going to miss a beat working with really good human beings. And that's why I'm confident that we're going to get that place back to where it needs to be, is because when you have good people in your foxhole, usually things are going to work out. That's what happened at Iowa State. I feel like I have a pretty good blueprint to bring that to St. John's to get that place back. So it's all of it is extremely surreal, to say the least.
Coach, your background with St. John's, I just want to make sure that our listeners are clear. I mean, you were a manager there.
Yeah.
You went to school there. This is because I think on the surface, Coach, people will look at it, the people who don't know, and they'll go, well, this Iowa State's a perennial top 25 program
right.
Now.
Iowa State's going to be a preseason top 10, top 5 team next year, and he's going to St. John's.
Yeah.
This seems like almost a step back, Coach. But so it's, I think it's kind of important you describe that connection and let people know what this really means to you and your heart and your family.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys. I mean, family is an important thing in life.
Mm-hmm.
With the support of Fred, of course, certainly the support of my wife joining me along this journey. I mean, I would have never done this. These are the people that mean something to me. I get to see my mom. I get to see my grandma. I get to see my family. When I leave tickets for people, it's going to be for my family, and that's a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put anything to that. I mean, if people want to question, fine. I don't look at it as a lateral move, a downgrade, upgrade. I look at it as I'm going back to a place that I absolutely love, that I'm passionate about, and that I'm really happy for the challenge to get it back to being a perennial powerhouse in the East and nationally. And I know we can do it because we're going to have the people in place to do it.
Matt Abdelmassih joins us here on 1460 KXNO. Coach, I've known you since you got here.
Yep.
And you're a different man today than you were then. I remember when you first got here, you were not crazy about living in the state of Iowa.
who is at first sight, right?
You know, yeah. I mean, you were I didn't say you didn't like it, but you weren't crazy about it. You didn't know what to do. You thought we were all kind of weird, that we kind of talked funny, but now I feel like you're just listening to you. I feel like you're really, I mean, St. John's in New York is home, but I feel like if there's a second home for you, it might be right here in central Iowa. Is that accurate?
This place will always be home to me, man. I'm always going to be connected to it, not only because my wife is from Iowa, but because I feel like I gave Iowa State exactly what I'm going to give St. John's, and that's just I'm going to work really, really hard, and I'm going to try and treat people the right way and do it with my head down. I don't need anybody to pat me on my back and tell me I'm doing a good job. I just expect that I'm going to go out there and make people proud, and that's what I feel I'm leaving behind. And because of that, this place is always going to be home. I love the community of Ames. There's so many people that I'm leaving behind here that I'm going to miss dearly. But the one thing I've gotten to this point at 30 years old is I really mean it when I tell people that it's never goodbye. It's just I'll see you later. And that's how I feel about so many people in this community. I'm still going to cheer. I'm not giving my gear away because I still want to represent Iowa State. And I genuinely feel that. So any of the haters out there and the naysayers, if that's not as sincere of a explanation, then I don't know what else.
Yeah. Nothing more needed on that front, Coach, certainly.
I know that you're going to be going to a lot of Giants games from now on.
Absolutely.
You're going to see the Mets. You're going to see your
Absolutely.
Knicks. And Knicks tickets are Knicks and Mets tickets are pretty easy to get these days, too.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that we become the hottest ticket in town. That's the goal.
Coach, we got to let you go. I know you got to catch a flight, but thank you for your time. We'll hopefully you get St. John's relevant on the national scale, which I know you will, and we're going to have you on the program. We'll talk some Red Storm with you sometime. All right, man?
And guys, I mean, you've been great. Chris can tell you how much I appreciate your loyalty and friendship to me. And I expect to be on the show. I've always enjoyed being on the show. And like I told you, I think someday I'm going to start my own radio show just because of you. I really appreciate it. Really, my sincere best wishes to you guys. You're gonna be happy. It's gonna be a fun ride. You guys do an incredible job. There's not many better than you out there.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate that. And we're gonna have you on. We'll do a little NBA draft preview with you this
awesome.
Year. How about that?
Great. That sounds awesome.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Yep. Travel safely.
Thank you.
Matt Abdelmassih, right there. Iowa State former. It's weird to say former Iowa State assistant.
Just
coach.
Happened. Brand new.
Yeah. Good interview. He's been a staple on my Brent Bloom and I. We do the Cyclone Fanatic show on Thursday nights. He's come on. There's been one time since he's been an assistant coach where I've texted him and asked him to be on the show and he couldn't, and that's because he had an event with his wife earlier this year. He had to go with something with his wife's work and he couldn't. But he's just accessible to the media. what I appreciate about Matt is he'll tell you what he thinks. He does not dance around an answer. There's really no coach speak with that guy.
I think he's done everything he needs to do to apologize. And I don't know if that's the right word, but explain to people that are going to be upset about this move. I think he's done everything he can to explain that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But now I think we can talk about what does this mean to Iowa State? Because mm-hmm. he was a huge part of the recruiting.
He was their primary recruiter.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does this mean? Who's going to be filling in? Like, is this a huge blow to Fred? Is this the fact that he's losing a guy that has kind of helped him bring in these players and keep the chemistry that is so delicate when you're dealing with this many great players in limbo between transfers?
Mm-hmm.
Matt's been a big part of that. So disrupting this chemistry, is that a big issue?
This is what I would point out to you. The last 4 years, Iowa State has had coaching staff turnover, and they've gone to the NCAA tournament 4 years. So the good news, the positive is
they've been through it.
Yeah, they've been through it, and if they sucked, nobody would want to take their guys. These guys are having opportunities because they're good. And that's a testament to Iowa State.
In those last couple of years, have they lost a coach that maybe had the significance?
Otzelberger.
TJ. Yeah.
He's probably the Matt and TJ did it in different ways. Matt brought in Royce White, Jameel McKay, DeAndre Kane, really good on the transfer circuit. I always joke around free agency. Matt's right. Matt's a genius when it comes to that. TJ was more, Deontay Garrett, Craig Brackens, Melvin Edgem. He had a say in George Niang. He helped out with it. You know what I mean? So they've done it in different ways. I think they were both very significant to the program. Bobby Lutz and Doc Sadler were more on the staff to help Fred, to groom a guy with no head coaching experience into
being a head coach.
Being a head coach. Yeah. So, it's all been different.
Yep.
Fred's been – here's the thing. You just heard Matt talking about that relationship with Fred Hoiberg. This is – I can promise you this is not something that Matt called Fred today and said, hey, I'm leaving. So Fred will act quickly. I think that this is – I would be surprised if this is not resolved by the time we sign off on Friday afternoon.
Wow.
So
– okay.
You know, and you use it as an opportunity. You don't want to lose Matt. It's not a good thing. But I think anytime you lose a guy, you can use it as an opportunity to build. And that's with any business.
That's the way to look at it.
That's certainly the way to look at life. I mean, if you're a cobbler and you own a business, really weird occupation to throw out, and you lose your guy who's really good with
cobbling.
I'm trying to think of like an old shoe, like wooden shoes. Great. Well, now I can get a guy who can do shoes here in 2015. You know what I mean? I think you can try and build on anything. That's what you do in life. And again, if Iowa State sucked at basketball, other schools wouldn't be trying to get their guys.
I think okay. So Matt Abdelmassi is the wooden shoe cobbler.
Admittedly, that was terrible. I'm on the spot here. We're doing. Doing live radio for crying out loud. Cut me some slack.
Loved the effort.
Yeah.
Loved the effort.
Effort. Okay, 515-284-5966. Do you have an opinion on Matt Abdelmassi's interview? We will continue to bring perspective to this. A lot more coming up later on in the program. Going to talk some Kansas City Royals baseball as we continue our countdown to opening day here on the Sports Fanatics 1460 KXNO.